a committee will come to order and kind of review where we are, and we went through the processes last evening and signed off on the recommendation for the limited, the request for, and that message to our chairs that we did not come to agreement and went on and reviewed the points of agreement. And you have a document in front of you which is highlighted blue and green on the pages. I would like to draw your attention to four items that both my staff, Representative Seaton's staff, and I think a draft that are ads that we will just simply leave open. And if you go to line 13A, was simply not included yesterday. It was just an omission. It was simply omitted and not by design or anything. And however, there is difference in the two, and I assume we will just leave that open. Number 18, if you recall, we had the kind of a discussion where we were kind of both going in two directions, neither of which was 100% correct, and this clarifies that language and corrects. It also, I believe, corrects the reference page line, etc., in the middle of the page. We go to item 22A. This is one that we did not have discussion on yesterday, and although we talked about the different links of service of the board members of the RMB, this we did not discuss the staggering of the terms. That went through my mind very quickly yesterday, and I thought, well, it must be embedded somewhere there. But that's, we will assume it's still open. And then on line number 39 at the bottom of page 4, as we were leaving yesterday evening, Richard said something about the fiscal notes, and the Senate version had in it the formula for the funding of the shortfall for the year on the PERS and TERS for the participating employers, which would be the municipalities, the cities, and the state. And there is, it was zeroed out in the House, which could be problematic if agreement is not reached. So that will still be left open. As well, you've received a packet of fiscal notes, which we need to move forward with the bill. And as we have other things subject to negotiation that affect the fiscal notes, we probably should just leave those open and say they are subject to the final reconference.
I have a question.
Sure.
On 22A, on the staggered terms, we had talked about that, but it wasn't in the context of a specific line item, isn't that right? Yeah.
We talked about it in with the fact that we had a certain length of term, and the House had selected a different length of term, so whatever happens on that discussion will also impact this decision, so it's better left open, so it's subject to the free conference working that out. Okay? Anything else anyone wants?
Chair, I at the time, I was assuming that there was a staggered process in place. Mm-hmm. So,
excuse me, at the time, last night?
Last night.
Generally, there is, but
and Madam Chair, the only difference is that the stagger for the two PERS and two PERS members and the two financial officers are specified in the statute on the House side, and that's where the different language is.
And that's fine, but that's still what it should need to be. Senator Seekins, I would accept a motion for us to move this report to our bodies and sign.
Madam Chair, first motion I would like to make would be that the conference committee accept the document, corrected document, indicated corrected May 8, 2005, prepared by the Senate Finance Committee, entitled SB 141 Differences Between Senate and House, as the outline of the specific points of difference between between the two bodies.
Madam Chair, I'm going to object. One thing I'd like to do is, and I'll remove my objection, is since I just got this morning, as I, between now and next time we meet, just look at that. And if I see an issue that we didn't take care of, I reserve the right to bring it in. If there's something on here, I'm sure the staff did a perfect job, but I'll remove my objection.
Thank you. Because we, Senator Representative Seaton.
Thank you. I'd like to object just for the discussion of the fiscal note. I didn't get a chance to mention that I think, I mean, we're talking about fiscal note number 9 at the point. I think we're talking about all of the fiscal notes. I believe yours was fiscal note number 8 that established the 69.5, and ours was fiscal note number 9 that zeroed it out. But just to note,
okay,
it would be 8 and 9.
I think in that regard, I would be more than amenable to believe that we just disagree on the fiscal notes rather than to the exact dollar amount.
That is fine. I remove my objection.
Thank you. It is incumbent upon us to get this to our bodies. And certainly, we reserve the right to then, you know, go to your body and say whatever. But this process needs to move on, and I think we have agreed to disagree on certain things. But I think we made great headway on the things we've agreed to agree on, and we need to go to the next level. And with that, is there maintaining the objection? No objection. The report will be forwarded to the
Madam Chair.
Representative Wyler.
As first order of business, I want to thank Noam for the brunch and you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Yo, Noam.
Madam Chair, was the motion to accept this document or was the motion to. I just want to make sure we.
If I could restate it, Madam Chair, the Rule 42 provides that we are to notify both of our houses on the, report listing the specific points of disagreement. And this is the list of the specific points of disagreement.
And Madam Chair, and so submitting the list is the request for limited powers of free conference. Is that?
It implies that we have gone as far as this committee can go.
Thank you.
So this committee could not reach agreement on any terms.
Other than
our work is over.
Yeah. We're fired.
We're fired. It's been a long time since I've been fired.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything further?
Well, Madam Chair, I guess that's what procedurally I was trying to figure out. We're notifying of this list, and we are requesting limited powers.
No, we're requesting free conference.
No.
Madam Chair, I thought, could we go off the record for a few minutes?
Off the record.
Madam Chair, I thought.
Adjourn. We'll recess to the call of the chair, and I ask the room to be vacated, please.